Vayter and Shazra and Daf Yud Ches, picking it up four lines down in the middle of the page, Masif Rav Hanuna. Rav Huna had said, we had a machlokas about when Nazirus, Chala Nazirus, and Rav Huna said, only if you say Harini Nazir Yom, Harini Nazir Lamacher, because then you're adding one day beyond, and then you have 30 days connected to that one day. But if you say Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, then it would not be Chal to Nazirus. We tried a series of questions, not come off, we were not successful. We now continue with that line of questioning against Rav Huna. Masif Rav Hanuna. The pasuk says a double lashon of nazir lahazir. So what do we see? Mikan she nazir is chal al nazirus because nazir lahazir sheyachol. You would have thought halo denu. Is it not a kal vachomer? Umas shvua chamura, ain shvua chal al shvua. We know shvua is more chamur than a neder. We'll see how that is in a moment. But shvua is more chamur than a neder, and ain shvua chal al shvua. That we know. So nazir is kal al lokosh. Again, if nazir is more mekel, then of course it's not going to apply. Tamid lomer nazir lahazir. Therefore it says nazir lahazir. Mikan she nazir is chal al nazirus. Now, hey chidami, what is the case we're referencing? Ilei medam harini nazir yom harini nazir lamachar. If that's what we're talking about, hakrabaya, you need a pasuk for that. Obviously, that's going to work. Elalav, we must be talking about a case dam harini nazir yom harini nazir yom. And im kolzeh nazir lahazir is teaching you that it's going to work. Vikatani nazirus chala nazirus bayam kashen rav hamanuna. The gemara lo hakamai is dinan. What are we actually talking about? Kegon shekibla alav shtei nazirus pavas achas when he was mekabel two on. Simultaneously, and that even Rav Huna will be maskim that it's going to work. Next, Umay Chumer. Oh, now the Gemara just wants to know what exactly is a Chumer. So he walks away unscathed, and he's going to walk away like that. Umay Chumer the Shvua mina Eder. What do you mean that Chumer the Shvua is more Chumer than Eder? Ilem Shvua the Chayla Afila Dover Shein B'Mamish that a Shvua is Chal and something which is not Mamashus like sleeping or something of the sort we saw the other days. Nedenami Chumer it's more Chumer. Why? Shekain Chal Ala Mitzvah Kirishus. It also applies on a mitzvah like a rishus, as opposed to shavua, that it wouldn't work in such a case. So each one has their chumra to it. So what's the chumra over here? Elam shem d'chsivba b'shavua lo yinake. Rather, what's more chumra about shavua by nedarim? That it says lo yinake. Hashem is not going to absolve someone who says his name in vain. Shavua makes a swear in vain. Bad news. They got to do not only tshuva, but bad stuff could happen to a person, so it's more chamor. Next part of Mishnah, we said, shvu shlo ochal, shvu shlo ochal. He says, I swear I'm not going to eat bread, I swear I'm not going to eat bread. V'achal, and he eats it, inu chayev al'achas, he's only going to be chayev one, right? Because we said, shvu z'achal on a shvua. Amarava, im nishal rishona, let's say he does a hatara, where he gets rid of the original shvua, then shnia chalalav, the second one, slips in place and takes over. So when the guy says shvua shalachal, shvua shalachal, even though the second one doesn't take effect because ain't shvua chal shvua, still it kind of like hangs there and it has the opportunity to be able to fall in place. That's what happens here. Mimai, from where do I know this? Midalo katani eino ela achas. The Mishnah didn't say eino ela achas. For katani eino chayev ela achas. You're only chayev for one means that the other one is kind of still in there. Rav chahu delesla. The second one doesn't have any space over there that it could grab onto. Ki mitshel al chaver to chayla. But when you get rid of the first one, that guy whoop kind of slips in there and then it exists. Lishnachrina chiyuvu deleka. Another lishna about this is that he's only be chayev one hashavua ika, but there still is a shul over there. It does exist in some way. Lamai Hilchasa, in what way? And like what Lamai and how is it still doing anything? Look at the Rava, like Rava. The Amar Rava Nishal Rishona also Loshnia Tachtel. If you're Nishal the first one, the other one slips in place. It's another way of bringing out the point. Lema Messiah, let's say something's going to back up the way Rava spoke. Mish another Shtei Nazirus, someone who sets up two Nazirus, make a net of two Nazirus. Umanas Rishona, and he finishes up the first one, the 30 days. The Hifrish carbon, he put aside a carbon to go bring, you know, because when you finish up the Nazirus, you have to bring a carbon. Vinishola, and then he's Nisha. Before he brings a carbon, he does She'ela in order to renounce, revoke, get rid of the original Neder of Nazirus. The second one comes in place of the first one, seemingly saying what? That the first, that even though the second Nazirus is ineffective, it takes the place of the first one when that one gets annulled. Now the Gemara says, knocks that out, this assumption that the Bryce is talking about a case where the second one was ineffective. Kegon Shekibel Alav Shtei Nazirus Bebasachas. The Bryce is talking about a case where he took two Nazirus at the same time. So don't try to now compare this to the case of Shavuos, because Shavuos is not Chal and Shavuos, it's ineffective. And then comes back, we don't have a raya from Nedarim to say that this is going to be something which is going to be effective, because by Nidarim, both of them are effective originally. Beep, turn the page. Yudches Amud Beis with a brand new Mishnah. Zokt the Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Stam the Darm Lahachmir. Upirusham Lahakil. That means if a person says a neder, stam, in a way that can be understood in two different ways. As the Ran says, Klomer, Misha Nadav, Yesh Lefarish Lashon Lahachmir, Ulahakil. You can understand what he's saying being Machmir, or Makel. We're going to see examples in a minute. Kol Shalo Perush Echad Man, Lamash Neskavin, Holchen Bestam Lahachmir. If he doesn't explain what it is, then we go Lahachmir. Upirusham Lahakil. But if he wants to explain it, Ran says, Impirish. This is what I meant. In Somchan Advar, we Somchan Afa Pisho Mekel, even if it ends up being Mekel. Ketzad, what's the case of this? Amar Hare Alai Kibasim Eliach. It is here to me like salted meat. Kiyayin Nesach, like Yayin Nesach. In Bishel Shamayim Nadar, we switch it to Shamayim over here. If his neder is that he's connecting it to something which is a carbon, l'shamayim, then aser, because he's being matfis it on something which he could be matfis on. In Bishel Avodas Kochavim Nadar Mutar, because you can't be matfis it on, you can't be told, you can't associate it with Avodah Zarah, that won't work. So what happens is, what does it mean Bishel Shamayim? Because Yayin Abasam Aliach for carbonos, it would salt the carbonos, and Yayin Nesech was used for carbonos. Also, both those things could also be used as Avodah Zarah. So if it's for Avodah Zarah, then it's going to be, that's going to be mutter. V'im stam aser, and if he didn't explain what it is, then it's going to be aser, because we go lahachmir. Next example is that Harele Kacherim. He says, this object to me is like cherim. Now, cherim could be two different types. One could be they're setting aside as stuff that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and the other is like a gift to a Kohen. So now, im kicherim shel shamayim aser, then it's going to be aser. So it is like to me, like kicherim of shamayim. Stuff to Beis HaMikdash, it goes, it is tofes, because, sorry about that. That was my alarm. Im kicherim shel shamayim, it's going to be aser. That works. Vim kicherim shel kohanim mutter. If he says, it is to me like the kicherim of a kohen, then nothing happens over here. That's not called a neder. That doesn't, something becomes something which creates some sort of iser. It's just something which is chulin that owned by a coin. Vim stam aser. If he says the stam is going to be aser. Hareli kama iser. Right, stam is going to go lechumra. Hareli kama, mean, what does it mean? Aser means that the nether actually works. Next example. Example number three that the Mishnah brings is Hareli kama iser. Let's say someone says that this thing is to me like maiser. Im kamaiser behema nadar aser. If he's saying it's like maiser behema, so then it's going to be tofis on, it's going to be aser. Vim shalgorin mutter. But if it's a maiser shalgorin, means the regular standard maiser that you take off of your vegetables, right, that you take off of your produce, that's maiser rishon, that is going to be mutter. No, it's not tofis in such a thing, because it's not us in the first place. Vim stam aser. But if you say stam, then we're going to say aser. No, it's going to be, we're going to look at lechumra that you actually made a ned there. Hare alai ketruma. As a person says, it's like truma. Im ketrumas halishka nadar aser. If it's like trumas halishka, that's the stuff that's given to the Beis HaMikdash, right? The coins that are given to the Beis HaMikdash. Then aser, it's going to be aser. Im shel gorin mutter. If it's of the gorin, then it's going to be mutter, because again, that's regular truma. It's taken off the produce, and that's something which is going to be mutter. Im stam aser. Differ, Rabbi Meir. As I said, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, stam truma. If a person says stam, sell somebody, you know, this doesn't explain by truma. Be Yehuda sir, and Yehuda's going to be aser. We're going to be machmir over there. Be Galil muteris, but in the Galil is going to be muter. Why? She'ein anche Galil makirin es trumas alishka. They didn't know about the trumas alishka. Therefore, clearly, they're just talking about regular truma, and it's not tofes. What does that mean? They didn't know. Says the Ram. What that means is shemitosha you rechokin. Yerushalayim, they were far from Yerushalayim. V'lo yiregilin b'trumas halishka, they weren't rugged to do it. The lo kari la trumas stama, they didn't call the trumas stama, la trumas halishka karula. They used to call it trumas halishka. Of course, they knew what trumas halishka was, but they would say that out like that, because it wasn't the norm. Hilkach kinajer b'trumas stam, leka l'sfuke klal, there's no suffix at all, but trumas halishka, mishamachi shari, therefore it's going to be shari, it's not tofes. Another opinion now, ben chirim, stam charamim, let's say a person says stam charamim, and I said, this to me is like cherim. Be Yehuda mutarin. In Yehuda, it's going to be mutter. Be Galil asurin. In the Galil, it's going to be aser. Shein anshi Galil makirin es cherim kohanim. Because the people of Galil weren't used to this idea of cherim of kohanim.
The Ran explains as follows, that Stam Charam and Yehuda can be mutarin. Why? She Kohanim Makirim Beinayim, the Kohanim are Makbir, Regilim Bechermikon, and they're used to that. Vakari Luhu Nami Cherme Stam, it's called Cherme Stam, Kecherme Gavoa. Mishamachim mutarin. Why? That's weird. Dahach Seifa, Rebbe Laza, Rebbe Tzadok. This Seifa is Rebbe Laza, Rebbe Tzadok, because the Yisrael Gemara, New Testament days, we're going to see, Besvir Lane, he holds that this really, the Stam the Darm, the Hakil. Polig Arishi argues on the Risha. Uba Galil Asurin, Vahainu Dahadar Katani, Shein Han Shigalil Makirin Eschermea Kohanim. It goes back and says that the Mashma Taima Dein Makirin, Hamakirin Elu Ve'elu Mutarin. Then we said next to Ran, Shein Han Anshe Galil Makirin Eschermea Kohanim, Shemitok Shaloh, you call Kach Kohanim Benayim. They didn't have so many Kohanim there, Lechermea Kohanim, Lokarilu. They wouldn't call it Chermea Kohanim. They would never call it Cherim Stam. They would call it Chermea Kohanim. So Hilkach Kiranja Bichirim Lekalas Fuki Bemide Devade Cherm Gavoa Kamer. For sure, they're saying that it's going to be Cherme Gavoa, and therefore it's going to be Aser. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here by the Gemara, and I want to wish all y'all a great day.